Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, June 26, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. A former finance, industry and planning minister and ACS owner Julius Timothy joined former NDC CEO and first DFC chairman Sheridan Gregoire on the genesis of Dominica's flagship World Creole Music Festival. St. Lucia's Ministry of Health and Wellness received the confirmation of 12 new cases of COVID-19 from the Ezra Long Laboratory on Friday, June 25th. The second consecutive day in which 12 new cases were recorded. And former U.S. police officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced to jail for 22.5 years after being convicted of second and third degree murder and manslaughter of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota in April 2021. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Digicel, as well as Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more are coming up next.
We all want to know that our money is safe. Well, not only your money, but your financial future is in safe hands at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, serving the entire North with the friendliest, easy cash facility, payday loans, convenient checking accounts, secure night safe deposit. Members of the MCCU are now enjoying competitive loans, the members' retirement savings plan, membership capital, and the joy of watching your savings grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. Friendly support, trusted service, helpful staff approvals. Join the MCCU today and enjoy the growing advantage and convenience of the community-friendly Marigot Cooperative Credit Union business. Call 445-7155 or 445-7166 or email mccu@cwdom.dm. Invest well, save regularly, and watch your money grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
With Digicel Prime Bundles, you get more than just data. You level up to a whole new digital life.
Level up with deep music.
For your favorite local and international tracks.
Level up with Sportsmax.
And catch the top live sports action.
Level up with Go Loud.
For radio stations and trending podcasts from Dominica.
And level up with Playgo.
For the latest movies, TV series, and local shows. Enjoy a 7-day Prime Bundle at only $32 with 49 gigabytes of dedicated data for premium access to your favorite app without touching your any use data. That's a total of 59 gigabytes. Activate a Prime Bundle in the My Digicel app. Digicel, better together.
And welcome back. Speaking on the Creole Heartbeat program, owned and hosted by event promoter Leroy Wadix Charles on Friday, former Minister for Finance, Industry and Planning and owner of AC Shillingford, Julius Timothy, joined former Chief Executive Officer of the National Development Corporation and who was also the initiator and first chairman of Dominica's Festivals Commission, Sheridan Gregoire, in revealing the genesis of Dominica's flagship World Creole Music Festival. The World Creole Music Festival was launched in 1997 under the United Workers Party administration led by the Honorable Prime Minister Edison James at the time with Norris Prevost as Tourism Minister. Ironically, former CEO and NDC as well as now CEO of QFM Radio, Sheridan Gregoire, was on an official business trip when Finance Minister Julius Timothy in Barbados conducted government affairs when the idea was brainstormed. Also in local news, a leader of the parliamentary opposition in Dominica and Margaret MP Lennox Linton asks why did the Skerrit administration embroiled itself in the international scandal with Mehul Chowsky's kidnapping, allegedly, and a shame and disgrace the name of Dominica around the global community, in his opinion. Linton is disheartened by the Skerrit administration's misconduct as it portrays Dominica as a country fighting against the rule of law to the extent of being involved in and condoning kidnapping and torturing of an accused person moving from one part of the same jurisdiction of the Eastern Caribbean Court to the next in order to short-circuit an extradition proceedings. Linton also went on to reveal and provide evidence of the now unfortunate obvious reality, in his opinion, that the Skerrit administration was a part and parcel of this kidnapping human rights violation scenario.
And here are the circumstances in Dominica which tell you that the government is directly involved in the kidnap of Mehul Chowsky. The boat, Calliope Bar, St. Lucian registered, operated by a Vincentian boat captain, and including a crew, the owner of the boat himself, plus another crew member. So there are three members of crew, and there are two passengers. That is the boat on which Mehul Chowsky came to Dominica. But he is the only person whose name is not declared on the manifest. The two passengers are declared, the crew members are declared, Mehul Chowsky is not declared. But they brought him from Antigua to Dominica. When he gets into Dominican waters outside of Portsmouth, the Coast Guard vessel goes out to meet Calliope Van, and he's transferred from Calliope Van to the Coast Guard vessel and brought to land in Portsmouth area. Whether it's Tukari, he was brought to land in Dominica by the Coast Guard vessel. And on arriving on land in Dominica, he was met by senior police officers, one of whom told him that he is wanted in India and he's going to be sent back.
The opposition leader then highlighted that the crew members in the boat which brought Mehul Chowsky undeclared clearly had an ulterior motive and brought Chowsky to Dominica against his will. Linton then asked who was the authority figure who requested National Security Minister Reuben Blackmore to publicly declare Mehul Chowsky a prohibited immigrant and charge Acting Chief of Police Corbett with the responsibility to arrange for Chowsky's reparations to Antigua and Barbuda. The Margaret MP revealed another flaw in the failed cover-up of the Dominica Police Service and Skerrit administration in this international kidnapping case allegedly involving Mehul Chowsky. Linton asked how could the Immigration Department of Dominica not know who Mehul Chowsky was, as they publicly stated they discovered his identity on May 28, 2021. The National Security Minister then revealed Chowsky's identity on May 25, 2021 in a press statement.
However, it has come to light that the police officer with responsibility for immigration, from where you would think that request for declaration of prohibited immigrant should come, did not know who the gentleman was until the 28th of May, when he claims he saw the driver's license, the Antigua driver's license of Mehul Chowsky. How could your immigration not know who the man was? But 3 days before they found out or confirmed his identity, you, the National Security Minister, are issuing a prohibited immigrant order declaration. You have done that. You have asked absolutely no question to the people who brought him in. They were not prohibited. They were allowed to come into the country. In the case of the crew members, they were allowed to stay in the waters overnight. In any other case of that nature, the boat captain would have some very serious questions to answer. They ask him nothing at all. They thank him for bringing their abducted Mehul Chowsky to them. Their work was done. It's now the turn of the Dominica law enforcement and the ruling party politicians to do what had been agreed to be done.
And that was the leader of the parliamentary opposition in Dominica and Margaret MP Lennox Linton. Meantime, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit defends the law enforcement decision to detain Mehul Chowsky. Speaking on his Anupali program last night, he said such.
I don't think this would place in Dominica in a bad light. I think those people who have common sense, people who look at these things from a logical standpoint, people who understand, devoid of their politics, who understand how these matters work and ought to work, recognize that we have done the right thing to apprehend the gentleman and let the process be followed. If coming into the country illegally, and Dominicans have been arrested and brought before the magistrates and charged for coming to Dominica illegally. So the law is being evenly applied. irrespective of who the person is, and everybody has a right before the courts. So I believe that this is the right thing for any responsible person to do, country to do, authority to do. They said we respect the rights of Mr. Choksi, and his lawyers will fight his case, and let the independence of the courts determine it.
He then denied charges of Dominica's involvement in this matter and described it as being nonsensical.
This idea of a collusion between the government, Antigua, and the government and Dominica is total nonsense. It's total nonsense. Whatever facts, whatever information Mr. Choksi may have, he has an opportunity to present before the courts. And so that's where these things are. But to say that the government of Dominica and the government of Antigua colluded to give me a break, that's total nonsense. We don't get involved ourselves in those kind of activities, those kind of practices. And not at all. That is absurd. We reject this, and it is unfortunate that anybody would want to propagate this. An unsubstantiated claim by a gentleman who is before the Oval Court.
And that was the Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. Also in local news, the youth of today have a fair understanding of what is currently going on within the country, but they are capable of adapting, so one must not underestimate them, says executive member of the United Workers Party, Senator Clement Marsalek, during the Workers' Voice program. Senator Marsalek says the youth feel the pressure of the bad governance of the present DOP administration, and if indeed we seek to help the youth, there should be options available to them to pursue career paths of their choice and not just what is forced upon them. He says this seems to be part of a bigger plot to ensure perpetual power of this present administration.
The youth have, they have some level, they understand that they are being left behind. I mean, I'm still young. I felt the similar pain that a lot of the young people are feeling. I think the young people are so versatile that they can adapt, and you may think you have them, but they are planning their revenge in some way, sort of form. Yeah. So coming back to the point in that we have young people being, or their dreams being crushed by the malgovernance, the issue of doing quick cosmetic fixes to address deep-seated problems. So you just put a plaster or you do some makeshift job into really addressing the issues. I think the better approach would be that young people would be able to choose which job they go.
Exactly.
Right. To choose the job. Very not well. You telling me, look, I have that for you. Your future is supposed to be placed in your hands, and you options, there are safeguards in society to ensure you remain on that path. That is how I feel. That is what we also have to point out. And I think, it is clear that it is a direct plot to ensure that a deliberate plot to remain at the helm of things perpetually.
And that is United Workers Party executive member, Senator Clement Marsalek. Also in local news, the owner of Ace Engineering Limited and executive member of the Dominica Business Forum, Anthony Libla, urges the Dominicans and those in authority to include appropriate additional recommendations which will ensure perfect transparency in the country's electoral reform process. Libla highlighted campaign finance reform and a fixed date for elections as mandatory in the first instance. Libla also emphasized the need for voter registration and cleansing of the voters' list.
We have to look at the voter registration, voter verification, voter identification, because that's who are the people who go in to vote. That's how we're going to get a new government. And if we look back at the recommendations we had recommendations from the Commonwealth Observer Mission in 2014 after the election that says the list currently complies with the legislation, but it is widely discredited. There appears to be credible public appetite for the revision of the legislation guiding the compilation of the voters' list. In effect, it's saying the legislation needs to be reviewed because as it is, the list we have is not what's desirable. It's not credible. And we have to go through a process of cleaning up that list. The commission itself recommended voter verification identification. We agree with the commission on that. The OECS and CARICOM and the Commonwealth Observer Persons, and the mission that we had in 2019 that gave its report in September of 2019, agreed that the verification exercise is the best way, the most efficient way of cleaning the list.
And that was the owner of AC Engineering Limited and executive member of the Dominica Business Forum, Anthony Libla. And on Thursday, 1st July, the Dominica Export-Import Agency, DEXIA, will be 35 years old. Established by Act No. 14 on the 1st of July 1986, the government statutory body was created to spearhead the development of Dominica's export sector with a focus on agriculture, agro-processing, and more recently, cultural industries and professional services. In observance of its 35th anniversary, the agency will host a week of activities commencing today, Monday, June 28th, and ends on Sunday, 4th of July 2021. This milestone anniversary will be celebrated under the theme Forging Ahead with Agriculture, Service and Trade, and commence with a church service at the St. Alphonsus Catholic Church today, Monday, June 28, 2021, as the following day a panel discussion on the topic DEXIA's relevance today and tomorrow will take place at the Fort Young Hotel. Also in local news, a head coach of the men's national senior team, Rahesh Latru, says the Dominican team is one that should have capitalized on the opportunities at the World Cup qualifiers. Speaking on the Sports Wrap program last week, hosted by Ozzy Lewis, Lockhart Sebastian and Emmanuel Loblack, Mr. Latru shared the professional opinion of the overall experience at the qualifiers, as well as the areas that could have been improved on.
Personally, I felt that we were able or should have been able to capitalize on the 6 points.
Yes.
The game, at least 6 points. The game against Barbados was a good game. It was a balanced game. Barbados had some good players. Some players that play overseas. Our players, as far as I'm concerned, are also good. We did not capitalize on our chances. You know, this experience for the players is that transition. There were many things that happened in this campaign. One, the pilot project that the DFA embarked on, to going with mostly 95% local-based players to compete against the Dominican Republic and against the Panama.
He then shared some of the challenges that he feels could be addressed to help take the sport to the next level.
So proper fields will be the number one.
One big challenge.
Yeah, and the league where the clubs, where the players are able to get something to make it a semi-pro league.
Yeah,
where the
semi-pro league, yes.
The clubs could benefit and fund their program and give the players something towards, so that they will trade. All the work will be done in the clubs. And then if the work is done in the clubs, then we could do like what the rest of the countries do on 2 weeks, 3 weeks before, call the players together for a tournament. Well, to implement it, it needs outside sources DFA.
Yeah.
People that are interested, because it's not a cheap program. It's not a cheap program
a
semi-pro club. You know,
but talking about pro, it's not cheap. You have to find money somewhere.
You know, and the coaches for the clubs just work hard. And most of them doing it out of their own pocket. Funding their own
self. So
they had to do a lot of different things. They can't fully commit it.
There are restrictions and so on.
And that was head coach of the men's national senior soccer team, Rahesh Latru. Meantime, veteran coach and Sports Rapper co-host Emmanuel Loblack says that there needs to be a serious improvement on the sports system in Dominica, whereby the youth can get the necessary knowledge and training at a young age.
That's why, look, first, if you look now at the European League, European football now, team that used to get 10 and 11 is no more.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that their youth there's no in terms of so Germany cannot walk over. There's nothing about Germany going to walk over or England or Spain and so on. It just shows that their youth, we have to improve on our youth system. It's very important. All right? It goes back to our academies. And it's that area, the players technically, you have to look at the players technique, the understanding of systems when they get into the national team.
That's from in early age, infancy.
The FA has a technical director that understands that, whose role, that's not his role, he's the one in charge of the football. The technical director is the one in charge of the football.
Yeah.
The technical director role. That area there is very important, all right, for the transition into our national teams. And if your youth system is not strong, you're going to have serious problems.
And that was the veteran athletics coach and sports rap co-host Emmanuel Loblack. In other news, on Friday, 25th of June, the Ministry of Health and Wellness received a confirmation of 12 new cases of COVID-19 from the Ezra Long Laboratory in St. Lucia. This is the second consecutive day in which 12 new cases were recorded, with the current ones coming from a batch of 223 samples that were taken from June 22nd to June 24th. These samples were all processed on Thursday, June 24th. These new diagnosed individuals were seen at various community respiratory clinics where they were assessed and tested for COVID-19. In keeping with the national COVID-19 testing protocol, they were each placed in home quarantine by healthcare practitioners whilst awaiting receipt of their COVID-19 test results. The Ministry of Health and Wellness in St. Lucia has also received news of recovery of 12 individuals, meaning the total number of active cases in the country remains at 74. All 74 active cases are doing well, and none of them currently require treatment in the intensive care unit, and the new positives bring the total number of cases diagnosed to the country to date at 5,262. Also in other news, a former U.S. police officer, Derek Chauvin, has been jailed for 22 and a half years for murdering George Floyd. Chauvin was convicted of second and third degree murder and manslaughter on April 2021. After a video showed his knee on the neck of Mr. Floyd for more than 9 minutes in Minneapolis.
Finding you guilty of an intentional second-degree murder while... Mr. Chauvin, as to count one, based on the verdict of the jury, finding you guilty of an intentional second-degree murder while committing a felony under Minnesota Statute 609.19 Subdivision 2, Paren 1, it is the judgment of the court that you now stand convicted of that offense. Pursuant to Minnesota Statute Section 60904, counts 2 and 3 will remain unadjudicated as they are lesser offenses of count 1. As sentence for count 1, the court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270. That is a 10-year addition to the presumptive sentence of 150 months. This is based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd. You're granted credit for 199 days already served. Pay the mandatory surcharge of $78 to be paid from prison wages. You're prohibited from possessing firearms, ammunition, or explosives for the remainder of your life. Provide a DNA sample as required by law. Register as a predatory offender as required by law. And then you will receive a copy of the order and also the attached memorandum explaining the court's analysis. Anything further from the state?
If this needs to be said, we just ask that it be executed forthwith.
Defendant is remanded to the custody of the sheriff to be transported back to the DOC or whichever custody is currently holding him. Anything for the defense?
No, Your Honor.
All right.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. A former finance and industry and planning minister and ACS owner Julius Timothy joined former NDC CEO and first DFC chairman Sheridan Gregoire, Mr. G, on the genesis of Dominica's flagship World Creole Music Festival. St. Lucia's Ministry of Health and Wellness received a confirmation of 12 new cases of COVID-19 from the Ezra Long Laboratory on Friday, 25th of June, the second consecutive day in which 12 new cases were recorded, and a former U.S. police officer, Derek Chauvin, was sentenced to jail for 22 and a half years after being convicted of second and third degree murder and manslaughter of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota in April 2021. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
As it happens, when it happens.